Israeli officials say no one was injured when a long-range Grad rocket struck in the middle of a street in a residential area of the southern city of Ashkelon. It was the first long-range rocket to be fired from Gaza since Israel and rival Hamas leaders declared separate ceasefires more than 2 weeks ago, ending a 22-day Israeli assault on Gaza. Palestinian officials and human rights groups say the offensive killed nearly 1,300 people. Israel responded immediately with threats of a new assault if the rocket attacks continue. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert's spokesman Mark Regev told VOA Israel blames Hamas for any new large-scale violence that erupts.
Hamas is acting to deliberately undermine any possibility of quiet, deliberately undermine any possibility of sustained peace and quiet for the people in the south. And if escalation is about to happen, Hamas has no one but themselves to blame.
The attack came as Egypt continues efforts to mediate a sustained truce between Israel and Hamas. A Hamas official, Mushir al-Musri, told Israel Radio his group is prepared to stop its attacks if it gets the guarantees it seeks. He said that if Israel commits to a ceasefire and opens the border crossings, Hamas will, in his words, be committed in iron to halting attacks. The Hamas official said there would be no more rockets or other attacks. Hamas has offered a one-year ceasefire if Israel lifts its blockade on all border crossings. Israel imposed the blockade after Hamas seized control of Gaza following elections in 2006. The militant Islamist group does not recognize Israel, and its charter calls for the destruction of the Jewish state. The rocket attack on Ashkelon is the latest of several incidents of violence since the January 18th ceasefire. A roadside bomb on the Gaza border killed one Israeli soldier last week, and Israel has carried out a number of airstrikes on militant targets. Residents of southern Gaza said Israeli aircraft bombed smuggling tunnels on the border of Egypt Tuesday. Political analysts say the continuation of violence appears to be bolstering the campaign of hardline candidate for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu before national elections take place next Tuesday. Polls show Mr. Netanyahu in the lead, ahead of Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni and Defense Minister Ehud Barak. Netanyahu visited the scene of the rocket attack in Ashkelon, and Israeli news reports quoted him as saying the only way to remove the rocket threat is to topple the Hamas regime. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jerusalem.